Hello, welcome back to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Good day to you, Tim.
Good morning, morning.
Well, let's have a quick look at the major headlines today. What's moving the markets? Well, it's pretty much the same story with regards to the US tax reforms. Markets pretty much flat. It looks like they've got their fingers over the line, but they haven't got their full body over the line at this point. Markets bit disappointed with it, probably, you know, priced everything in and may even sell off a little bit once it's finally the ink's dry.
Well, it would appear that they've tried everything to get it done before Christmas. Mm-hmm. As Trump has said, it's his Trump tax for Christmas, or whatever the wording is he chooses to use. It's pretty much there. Everyone seems to have agreed it. There are a few errors on the paperwork last night, if you like. But it sounds as though it's going to be done probably today, one would suggest. And then where do we go from there? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a case of everyone's calling the US as the next opportunity or continuing opportunity for next year in terms of investment. Expectations for the S&P are through the roof yet again. Mm-hmm. Personally, I can't see why there is so much optimism. You know, it looks as though Trump has finally got his way. And what a first year in charge of the US he's had. Stock markets at record highs, 25,000 on the Dow. Look to 2018 and what other rabbits can he pull out of the hat?
Yeah, well, let's hope they don't take a whole year to finally drag them out of the hat. Let's have a look at, FTSE stock to watch. Tesco's today hitting the headlines with the clearance to go ahead with the Booker deal. Good news for Tesco, bad news for competitors, do you think?
Well, the last few weeks, retail has become quite a tough game. Mm-hmm. Yet again. One would have suggested in the summer the green shoots were really starting to show through with the major retailers, the major supermarkets. This deal is massive for Tesco. How they've managed to pull it off, I think, is rather shrewd. Mm-hmm. In terms of sales, it adds on another $5 billion of sales. But the CMA basically came out and said, well, you know, their potential customers can choose where they source their goods from. But with the decline in the companies, like as we spoke off air, Poundland, the likes of Palmer and Harvey, etc., there is a lessening number of opportunities out there for their customers to go out and source their wholesale goods. So in terms of the deal for Tesco, I think it's great news. Will it be the starting gun to further consolidation within the space? One would suggest it's almost a necessity. Mm-hmm. So for investors, it's a case of looking at the opportunities that may be presented from M&A within the retail space over the coming months.
One to watch out for next year, for sure. The pound, nothing really going on. The sound pound just below the 140 handle for cable, euro sterling steady around 88.41. We won't dwell on that. Let's move on. Let's have a look at a broker update. Now, this is Shire Pharmaceuticals. This is Liberum. New recommendation hold, so it's downgrade from buy with a target of 39.20. Do you like this recommendation?
I mean, to be honest with you, as you've seen in the US, a lot of M&A going on in the big pharma over mm-hmm. there. There was speculation in the press this morning that Shire may be looked at by American peers. Obviously, some years ago, they did accept an offer, but then it hit various stumbling blocks. So it's a strong move from Liberum to put their neck out because, as I say, Shire is a perennial M&A mm-hmm. Name. That being said, Shire, as a standalone business, with the acquisition of Baxalta a couple of years ago, integrated into the business, a lot of optimism with their future pipeline within the company. It's a strong move to downgrade to hold. They say that the valuations are slightly ahead of themselves, hence the reason for the slightly reduced target. But with M&A probably going to kick off next year quite strongly, especially in the pharma space, it may come back to bite them.
Okay, and let's have a look at the economic calendar. We've got Carney speaking later on today at 1 o'clock, existing home sales, crude stocks from the EIA update. Fairly quiet again on the macro front, no surprise. It's the week before Christmas.
Everyone seems to be winding down. The market has moved all of about 3 points all day in the UK. So it would, one would suggest that traders are sat there putting, you know, clearing their desks and getting their mulled wine out ready for a few days of celebration.
So, Tim, thank you very much for obviously joining us this year on Core Finance. It's been a pleasure. We don't have a call number today, so something different at the end of the show because we do have Christmas around the corner. This is with regards to PNC as a company that produces a Christmas price index, and the they put a value on each constituent of the 12 days of Christmas. So I've got a little test for you. Which one do you think is valued the most? We have seven swans are swimming. We have five gold rings. I'm not going to sing it. We have two turtle doves. And finally, a partridge in a pear tree. Which one would cost you the most in 2017?
In 2017, crikey. I mean, I'm going to go with the obvious five gold rings, right? I've got no idea. I mean, you've really put me on the spot, but I don't know what the value of a swan is. You're not allowed to eat them and not allowed to kill them because no, they are...
belong to the queen.
Exactly. Property that. The queen. So, in fact, I'm going to change that, go with that, because the cost of that is death.
Okay. Well, yeah, actually, I mean, this may be in America where obviously the Queen no longer owns the swans there. But they valued seven swans are swimming would set you back $13,125. So that's a Bitcoin plus some change if you're doing that. Five gold rings apparently would cost about $825. Two turtle doves, about $375. And a partridge in the pear tree, probably about $100.
Well, there you go.
So you got it right. Well done. Congratulations.
and the star prize is?
Seven swans are swimming.
To come back next year.
Okay, I'll get them delivered.
Thank you.
Tim Harrison, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.